This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
911 find you on your cell phone? Apparently not. Find out why on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 158, recorded Saturday, August 17th, 2013.
Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now, here's Fletch.
When you dial 911, your call ends up in a massive, modern, control room-like environment that could easily be mistaken for NASA, with all the latest bells and whistles that tells the 911 call taker exactly who you are, where you're calling from, what you're calling about, and your precise location, right? Well, while maybe it works that way on TV and in the movies, the fact of the matter is that the majority of 911 centers, or PSAPs in the United States, about 80% of them, in fact, according to NINA, are only 2 to 4 answering positions. Now, while the large mega centers do exist in cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, they are certainly the smallest percentage. Likewise, there's a mass misperception by the general public on the technology that a 911 call taker has at their fingertips. To those of my readers and listeners that are in the industry, it's no great secret that the only information that's received on a 911 call is a telephone number, and the local equipment uses that phone number to query the telephone company database for the subscriber information. That'll finally result in the address, hopefully. And while that's technology that's useful for residential fixed endpoints, such as landlines, where a telephone number does equal a physical street address, that method of location discovery is completely useless for a device that's mobile by nature, such as a cellular telephone. Since cellular phones can be used anywhere in the country, when they make a 911 emergency call, the telephone number that's displayed initially at the 911 center is a special number that's actually representative of the tower that's handling that call. This number is called a PANI, or pseudo ANI, and this is known as Phase 1 location reporting. Now, while this provides the 911 call taker with a very general area that the call is coming from, it's really used for determining what 911 center needs to get that call. Every cellular call. That's right, every single one of them initially arrives at the 911 center with only Phase 1 location. Now, while the call taker is working the call, about 8 to 15 seconds later, the 911 equipment makes a second query on that pseudo ANI number, and by this time, the cellular network should have been able to determine a more precise location of the caller. And if it has, it'll return that information along with the subscriber data in what is called Phase 2 location information. Now, depending on the technology used to locate that device, the information is also assigned a reliability or accuracy score. Now, when the planets are all in alignment and the 911 gods are shining down upon the network, this can produce fairly accurate 911 location information. And in fact, the FCC mandates that carriers provide this level of location accuracy on a certain percentage of calls. So now that you have the background information, here's the earth-shattering news that was published earlier this week in a letter to acting FCC Chairwoman Clyburn by CalNINA President Danita Crombach, ENP. The letter cites several alarming factors that came to light after a study of real-time data over a 2-year period by a public safety analytics company, Public Safety Networks. The data focused on the amount of cellular phone calls that had been received with Phase 2 data by the completion of the call. Now, this report focused on 4 areas within the state: San Francisco, San Jose, Bakersfield, and Ventura County, and noted that statewide, 45% of wireless 911 calls lacked Phase 2 data, with some areas, such as Ventura County, lacking that critical location information on more than 50% of the calls. Now, was it a particular carrier worse than the others? Well, no, not really. Although some were better and some were worse, it is a list after all. The problem was consistent across all 5 major carriers: AT&T, MetroPCS, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. And the report shows that even under the best scenario, accuracy never surpassed 64% in December 2012. Now, there's quite a bit of speculation why these numbers indicate the problem is getting worse, and while no specific hard analytical data was collected to define the root cause of the problem, it's generally accepted among the experts in the industry that two specific phenomena contribute to the problem. The first is the fact that cellular device saturation in the United States is estimated to be at 103%, meaning a device for every person in the country, plus a little bit. And that first factoid directly leads to the second, where people are using their devices more and more inside of buildings and what the report calls urban canyons. Now, the urban canyon actually has two negative effects on cellular location discovery. The first is the fact that GPS signals typically need what's called line of sight, and therefore don't penetrate steel and concrete, rendering them pretty much ineffective indoors. The second problem that affects the backup location discovery mechanism, typically known as TDOA, or time delay on arrival. Now, in layman's terms, this is the time it took for the signal to travel between the transmitter, the cell phone, and the receiver, the cell tower. Given that radio waves travel at the speed of light, the distance between the two becomes a simple mathematical calculation of time. Using this information from two or more cellular towers, and the old-fashioned radio triangulation can be used to pinpoint a transmitter's location with surprising accuracy. Unfortunately, in urban canyons, cellular radio waves bounce off the buildings and therefore don't travel in a straight line. These signal reflections, as they're known, if severe enough, can actually increase the distance that skews the mathematical calculation. Skew that calculation, your accuracy is skewed. And if you're trying to make a 911 call, you might become skewed. Bottom line, people are carrying more cell phones. Therefore, more people are making 911 calls from their cell phones and people within buildings during a workday. Add all that together and you come up with a decrease in accuracy. Not because the problem got worse, but because more people are using the problematic method, cell phones inside of buildings. Now, while this report covers California, one would imagine that this same phenomenon exists in every major metropolitan city across the U.S. So, while communication habits have drastically changed with the multitude of smart devices now available at our fingertips, if we're going to continue to enjoy an accurate level of public safety communications, the Federal Communications Commission is going to need to step in and, as the report states, quote, issue all necessary orders, unquote, to correct this problem. Now, just so I don't disappoint my PBX people, just to bring this full circle, if you've got an Enterprise PBX and you feel that your cellular phone is a suitable replacement to addressing E911 within the Enterprise, I hear a lot of people say this, based on the information in this report, you just might want to rethink that over again. Now, of course, I'll include links to the full report from Public Safety Networks as well as a copy of the letter to the FCC in the written version of this podcast. And as always, that's available at Avaya.com/Fletcher. This episode of E911 Talk is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Danielle Peretti. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. APN's guy on the street, Guy Clinch. APN LATAM correspondent, Gabriel Gomez. APN legal correspondent, Martha Beyer. And of course, the APN voice dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN program and creative director. Be sure to catch all of our content on our new landing page, avaya.com/APN. You can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or using hashtags APN or APN podcast. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN. The Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.